The release of dash cam and surveillance footage last week of a police shooting in Wethersfield spurred a range of reactions. For friends and supporters of Anthony Jose Chulo Vega Cruz, the 18-year-old who died from his injuries after the confrontation, it was a mix of sadness and outrage. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more.
Andre Gaston Jr. went to school with Anthony Jose Vega Cruz. On Friday afternoon, he stood on the same block where Chulo grew up, thinking about the police dash cam footage he struggled to watch.
I ain't really finished watching the whole video because I got upset, so I just cut it off, but I don't know. My boy ain't deserve that.
That same afternoon, Greg Brown was organizing another march.
There's a lot of anger, a lot of hurt, and a lot of questions that went unanswered.
Brown founded the Justice for Chulo Facebook group the day after his friend died 2 weeks ago. On Friday, after release of the video, he decided they'd march from the Wethersfield Police Department to the mayor's house.
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Justice for who?
Chulo!
Justice for who?
Chulo!
Chulo, we love you!
Last week, Indriani Rosado marched from Hartford to Wethersfield with Brown and the Justice for Chulo group. This time, she spoke to the crowd outside of the police station.
I haven't watched the video yet. You know how many people sent it to me? I'm not watching it. Why? Because it was wrong.
Right.
It was wrong!
Right.
It wasn't nothing about that was right. He was scared.
From there, protesters marched down Silas Dean Highway to the mayor's house.
Our streets!
Police and squad cars commanded protesters to get out of the road or otherwise they'd be arrested.
It is not safe. If you are a white person, make sure you are keeping the people of color safe.
Some moved to the sidewalk. Others stayed in the streets.
No killer!
Police!
No justice!
No peace!
Stay together, folks!
Wethersfield Police Chief James Satran stood waiting on the steps of Mayor Amy Bellow's house.
Do your job! Come out, Amy! Do your job!
But didn't say anything to the crowd. The protesters were surrounded by police cars. Several police officers stood guard on the lawn of the mayor's house. If a protester stepped just 1 foot on the grass, they were told to move. Here's Brown again.
Basically, what that told me was, you care about the grass, you care about the safety of those and power, but you don't care about the safety of those out here in these streets. You know, you don't care about the people who drive in and out of your city or the people who have to live here. He was actually a resident of Wethersfield.
Vega Cruz became a Wethersfield resident after moving from Hartford. Mayor Bell has issued 2 statements about the shooting, but has not directly addressed his families or protesters.
You worried about the grass, but you wasn't worried about this unarmed youth?
That's Carrie Ellington. She's been on the ground organizing in New Haven and Hamden in the wake of the shooting of Stephanie Washington, just days before the Wethersfield incident. Ellington and other protesters from across the state came in solidarity.
And for all the white neighbors out here who are wondering why we are disrupting the peace in your neighborhoods, the peace is being disrupted in our black and brown communities by the officers we pay our tax dollars to.
Ellington says if a black or brown person is shot dead for a traffic stop or another violation, they don't even get to see a day in court.
Not only violating people's rights to due process, but also shooting unarmed people, breaking department policy and protocol, and using lethal and excessive force on people in our communities.
Protesters are calling on the town's government to fire the officer who fatally shot Vega Cruz. They also want the state's attorney's office to be transparent when investigating officers' use of force and hold officers accountable. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.